I met Marissa Gensarelli and her husband slash business partner, Mark, at their factory. It's right next to the towering General Mills plant, and the train tracks across the parking lot rattle with idling locomotives. Inside the factory, there are tall ceilings, a workbench, and despite several 2,500-pound pallets of raw corn, it's roomy. Beyond a clear plastic partition, you can see the machinery into the next room. Marissa and I walk through it.
I am from Obregón, Sonora. That's in the Sonoran Desert, so from Arizona, 8 hours south, surrounded by beautiful mountains, and then about 30 minutes from the Gulf of California. So I had the best of worlds with mountains and oceans.
And tortillas she could buy at a stand right outside of her school.
There was a lady always selling us burritos de machaca, which is a dried beef. And then they rehydrate it with chopped tomatoes and onions, and they saute it. And usually they have tortillas sobaqueras, which it's flour-based. And this really short ladies, typically, I hope they don't get offended with me by calling them short, but they're short, and they're literally like bouncing over their shoulder like a large pizza-sized tortilla. They bounce it just on top of their shoulder, and that's called sobaco in Spanish. So that's what they're called sobaqueras. So they go ahead and have this gigantic tortillas, and they fold them, and then they put a little bit of the machaca, and that's what you have in the morning.
And the tortillas followed Marissa home.
Tortillas were always on the table. So you might have spaghetti for dinner, and there will be fresh corn tortillas on the table every day. So it's just kind of just ingrained in you.
So much so that it kind of became a problem when she moved to Kansas City.
We were traveling to Mexico a lot, and we're like coming back and we're like, oh my God, this, like, the tortillas that we get, they're not quite there. So if you want a good stone ground tortilla, they're hard to find.
So Marissa and Mark tried to make it for themselves, and they tried a lot of different home methods.
They taste okay, but they're not quite there. So that's when we decided we needed to take the big step and just take a dip and do it.
Doing it includes getting a lot of corn kernels and putting them into what looks like a steel tub big enough to easily fit two men. You soak the corn with water and add lime powder to help soften the shells of the kernels. Then fire up the large burners underneath the tub and bring this kind of corn soup to a specific temperature depending on what kind of corn you're using, and let that steep overnight. The next day, Marissa and Mark transfer that substance to another machine, which has two large volcanic stones, which Mark has carved channels into. Those stones press together and grind the kernels into masa, which is like a really thick, doughy paste. That paste gets fed into a hopper, and a cylinder drum presses and cuts the tortillas to size as they slide onto a conveyor belt, taking them to a long oven. There are three levels of belts the tortillas pass through in the oven, flipping each time they drop down a level. It's both a practical step, but it's also an homage to the handmade process.
What it's supposed to do is mimic what a comal would do. And a comal in Mexican culture is typically done with cast iron, and it would be in an open fire. And when you're making your tortilla, you put it on top, and it's really hot, and it cooks one side, then you flip it, cooks to the other side, and then you flip it again, and the last flip is where it puffs. And the amount of puff that you're going to have in a tortilla is how soft is it going to be.
Each hour at the East Bottoms factory, they'll produce roughly 2,500 tortillas. And if you're thinking about trying it at home, Mark and Marissa do have some advice.
In order to grind the corn properly, to get that really fine, consistent grind, you have to have the equipment. It's nothing you can just do at home and grind. So
we tried, and we have a couple of different grinders at home.
But once we got the equipment and got used to carving the stones, just working on the perfect tortilla on a daily basis.